Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? We got a great show on tap for you tonight. Article 4, relations between states. Maybe, because as you know, we are prevalent to train wrecks here at Constitution 101 lately as the news is rolling off the presses at breakneck speed. And we never seem to get onto the topic because there's more important stuff to talk about. But, you know, you stick around and it will not be dissatisfied with this episode of Patriot Nation Radio, Constitution 101, with me, Mark Hoffman, your host, and my awesome co-host from Constitutional Truth, which airs Friday nights, 8 p.m. right here on Patriot Nation Radio Network, Charlotte side. And we'll be back right after this little quick break. Stick around. Check this out. Rock and roll. Here we go. If this damn thing will work. And let the train wreck begin. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Train wreck radio. And I still got this darn cold. It seems like I had this cold now for weeks. Weeks and weeks.
Oh,
I had a cold,
Zika
got rid of the cold.
Virus. That's that Zika virus there, Mark.
I noticed that there's more and more pneumonia across the country. My friend has been stricken with pneumonia in Nevada. A couple of guys at work had pneumonia a week or so ago. One guy at work actually died from pneumonia. So, I mean, it's going around. It's some kind of pneumonia going around. And let's check this out. We'll try this again. We are not getting our top of the hour break. This is why we need our wonderful technician, Lisa, from time to time, because it always works on her end. I don't know why it's not working. But anyway, Constitution 101, here we go. I'll try to hit this button every once in a while. If it gets going, we'll take a break. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to change this from Constitution 1 to Trainwreck Radio.
That sounds fine. And you know, I was thinking earlier, we should just go on ahead and make this Trainwreck Radio your weekend update, something like that, and just move our show, Constitution 101, to Tuesday, because it never fails. Something happens over the weekend or over the course of the week that we just can't let go.
It's unbelievable, no? You know, but I'm just glad, according to some, that we didn't have any terror attacks this weekend. It was just an explosion in Manhattan. You know, they're just explosions. It's not terror. Come on. You know, there's no terror here. What is going on with these people? They're jumping to conclusions. You know,
right. Bombs
aren't necessarily. Explosions don't mean terrorism. It's just, a pipe bomb or a pressure cooker in a garbage can going off. That's not terrorism. Nah.
Yeah, I know. And a friend of mine on Facebook posted the best meme ever. Moses parting the waters. I told you the NYC bomber was Muslim. I'm officially a prophet. I mean, come on, folks. It just,
you know,
anytime.
Afghan refugee. Oops, a refugee, folks. A Muslim refugee. We want to have 550% more Muslim refugees under a Hillary presidency, or do we want to build a wall and vet these crazy killers under a Trump presidency? I don't know, you know? Gary Johnson's not going to win. He don't have a chance in hell. All he wants to do is legalize weed. And he's a Democrat. He's just calling himself a libertarian.
He's a lino. Yeah, he's a lino. A libertarian in name only.
Yeah.
And Jill Stein doesn't have a chance either, really. I mean, she's only got she's got less than 3% of the polls. But you know, it just, what kills me is, you know, I was, before we came on the show, I was listening to a broadcast, I guess, of Mr. Trump speaking earlier today in Arizona, and all these campaign promises that he's making are completely and totally out of the purview of the office of president. And I'm like, seriously, people? So I finally made a comment. I had to. I was like, all of this is outside of the purview of the office of president. You know, read Article 2 of the Constitution to learn the real job of the office. And, you know, he's making a great campaign speech if he were running for Congress, but not for the office of president. You know, nothing that he's promising, or any of them. I'm not singling out Mr. Trump. He just happens to be one of the more popular amongst people who aren't left-leaning and on the socialist train. But of all of the candidates, not just currently, but, you know, forever, have always made promises outside the purview of their office. But we need to think critically, ladies and gentlemen. We need to start holding the candidates' feet to the fire before we listen to the rhetoric and the promises and the emotional buildup and voting with our emotions instead of our intelligence. If they promise to do something that is outside of their purview, you know, cutting taxes, that's the Senate. They make law. Deporting people, again, Congress determines whether, you know, Congress determines how someone is naturalized. Creating jobs, that is right. That's nowhere in governmental purview at all, period. That has to do with the private sector and should be in a real, true free market. But Mr. Trump would know more than any of the candidates what crony capitalism is like. And I'm not being ugly. I'm just being honest. You know, we don't live in a free market society. We live in a capitalist society that relies on cronyism. Whomever you donate the most to or whomever's back you rub the best is who's going to make sure that your business gets the most cuts in that state. What have you. Just today, I received my electric bill, and I would say, let's see, it was $110. It was a huge jump. I'm not going to get into why it was a huge jump, but 40-something dollars of it was to AEP, which is the regulatory commission or the people that laid the lines across the state of Texas to deliver electricity before it was decentralized and anybody and everybody could deliver or sell electricity products, and it's for delivery fees. Now, that's still a monopoly. We didn't break up into monopoly, and why are they able to make huge amounts of money hand over fist? Because the remaining part of the bill was less than $60. And why are they able to give them huge amounts of money and make money hands all, you know, hand over fist for something that that has to be there to begin with?
Well, as we're learning on our shows, that the corruption has woven its web throughout all facets of every group, corporation, capitalist system. That it's just throughout the whole system, top to bottom, down to your school board and county commissioner. Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere. These guys are all being enticed by the dollar sign, and it has obviously become more important than the constituents that put them in office. Is them staying in office and them collecting lots of money. And that's the scary part. It's money-driven.
Oh, it is. It's always money-driven. And it is terribly frightening to realize this, you know, because one should – and mind you, these delivery fees vary based on your bill. So it's obviously based on a percentage of – either kilowatt hours or, you know, what have you, that are used that month. And it's sad. It's really, really sad that a single entity within the confines of the state of Texas is still receiving all of the money or a huge portion of money just because they laid the original lines. Well, if that's the case, then, you know, get rid of all these teeny weeny little itty bitty here and there fly by night electric companies and go back to the way it was, because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of paying for the power that I use and then having to pay a quote delivery charge. Well, somebody's got to get it to my house somehow. And since we can't have 11 million different power lines coming into my house for each different company to deliver the electricity, I mean, you know, cut us all a break here. But I digress. A lot has gone on this week. This weekend, of course, I think I sent you guys the picture from Freethought Project, you know, everything that happened in New York City. What if it was done by the government to take our minds off of what really happened over the weekend, you know, with regard to Syria and the United States and nearly starting World War III? But, you know, it's not
it's
just that.
They,
there's a whole lot.
How they take the narrative and they twist it another way and point everything in another direction. You know, we are teetering right now. It's really like, you know, and most people have no idea how close the total collapse we are. I mean, it was just the straw is almost there to break the camel's back. We are right there. It's scary. Like, will we even make it to the election? That's the question. I don't think we're making it to the election. I think we're going to be embroiled in some kind of serious mess. Obama's already vowed, I suppose. I haven't vetted the story, but I've seen it numerous times that if Trump's elected, he's going to make him force him out of office. So we'll see, you know. We'll see. Who knows?
Yeah, I haven't vetted that assertion on
I've
his
seen
behalf
it numerous
either.
Times,
but yeah, but I haven't gone
I've seen it numerous
it.
Times. It doesn't mean it's true, you know. Like that French model, Bonjour. You know what I mean? It's on the internet. You got to make sure. You got
right.
You got to really look
absolutely.
Into it. You know.
You
I'm
absolutely
try this
do.
Real fast. Hey, check it out. Here we go.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
Let me get a unit to FDR on 112. Shots fired.
At DaveBrayUSA.com. Definitely want to check the video out. I worked with an organization called Lesma. It's a media watchdog for police officers when officers and law enforcement are being misrepresented in social media and all these different causes that are out there, you know, sort of pushing the blame. You know, they go out and they break laws for no reason just to prove that the cops, A, have to be police. They don't choose the laws they uphold. They uphold the laws because that's their job. Whether they're passive laws or aggressive laws, they go out and break them for the reason of to get a police response, which is just wasting taxpayer dollars, and I wish people would see that. These cops are putting themselves in harm's way on a daily basis. When your dad's a police officer and he goes to work, he straps on a gun and a badge. But these people are going into harm's way, you know. And it's an honorable job. It's one of the hardest jobs, and it takes a special person. And I think in this day and age, you know, we should be rallying behind them. But this song, Last Call, is about a fallen officer sort of giving his last sort of will and testament over the radio after he's been in a gunfight and he's hit and he's pinned down and he's not going to make it. And he just sort of gives his words.
I'm bleeding now. There's no time, no time.
Stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45. Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com. Buy this gear to support efforts by like-minded patriots in Texas who met at the first Stand By Me for Liberty rally. The group is lending their time and efforts to help political prisoners to let them know they are not being forgotten. Visit TrueTexasPatriotGear.com and buy some gear and show your patriotic support for those who are standing for liberty.
Once was free. So, brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
Welcome back to Trainwreck Radio. We got the top of the hour break in 15 minutes into the show. We made it. Hallelujah.
Yay!
Folks, I suggest that if you're near this train, you might want to step off the tracks. But anyway, we have a gentleman on the line, my friend. He's a regular on the Constitutional Truth Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gillis. How you doing, sir? Welcome to the show. You have something to add?
Yeah, brother. Hello, everybody. Yeah, I just wanted to make everybody aware that according to FAA.gov, there are flight restrictions from the 18th to the 21st in New York. And the reason why is because they're having meetings in the UN. So I just wanted to throw that out there and add my piece.
Huh.
Right.
Interesting.
See? They got to protect these world leaders from a possible trouble. Because, you know, I'm sure that many of them have people that are angry at them in one way or another, being that they are the United Nations, and they are committing a unconstitutional troop buildup across our country for nefarious reasons, none other than gun confiscation is what I believe. So we shall see. Dangerous, dangerous, dangerous situation we live in America today, of which I never thought in my lifetime I would see a condition where freedom and liberty were threatened so gravely. Unbelievable.
Yeah. It just, I mean, we've got so much going on. We've got what happened in New York City and the New Jersey area, allegedly, you know, a single actor in all of it. And Mark, you would be better able to address whether or not it's even feasible for one person to have done all of that. Then in Minnesota, not at the Mall of America in Minneapolis, but I'm sure it was rather close there, we had another actor involved in a knife attack shouting Allahu Akbar at people. Okay, I believe it was named the Crossroads Mall. And of course, you know, I think, and it was a Somali refugee there. Emphasis on refugee here, folks. Then I learned earlier, and I'm sure it's not new news, but the Department of Homeland Security internal investigation has discovered that they have mistakenly, accidentally, not on purpose, issued citizenship to over 800 people who were, who were meant to be deported. Really? And the reasoning, of course, is because their fingerprints weren't on file. These folks had used different dates of birth, et cetera, and so on. All the more reason to question bringing in people as, quote, refugees from war-torn areas that have sworn their enmity towards us. In other words, they're our enemies. It's really important that we need to understand that people who leave as a refugee, I mean, think about Hurricane Katrina, okay? People who had to leave New Orleans and move to other places were technically refugees from New Orleans. These people didn't have their driver's licenses, their social security number or cards, and their birth certificates with them for the most part because they were flooded out. Most of them didn't prepare in advance and have these documents in a safe place, water sealed and ready to go at a moment's notice so that they would have them on their person somewhere else. So they had to later apply for all this stuff whenever they got to wherever they were going. So Joe Blow, prison escapee, could have very easily ended up in Houston, San Antonio, Minneapolis, and changed his name to John Brown, Mr. Upstanding, Upright Person, and assumed someone else's identity rather easily because they were just processed.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we're looking at here when we are importing refugees from war-torn areas. And when you consider the fact of what's going on in the EU with the countries over there that are being overrun by these alleged refugees, the vast majority of these refugees are men, military age, 18 to early 30s. These are not old men and women, families, women, children. No, the vast majority of them are young, single males of fighting age, fit, don't look starved, don't look as though they have been trying to keep the, you know, body and soul together from pillar to post, from one camp to another, to arrive on a boat, to arrive in a new country. No.
Yes. No,
and they
I agree.
Are tearing,
they look pretty fit.
Yes, and they are tearing that place apart. heart.
Yeah, I've seen that. They got a lot of stuff happening over there. Who knows?
But that's what's happening. This is what's going to happen here, you know, when so we've got to really pay attention. And then we've got this gas leak and literally gasoline pipeline leak that leads out of Houston all the way to New York City that I'm assuming has to supply gasoline. What happened to all the tanker trucks? But anyway, allegedly has to supply gasoline to the entire Eastern Seaboard that has a breach in it in Alabama, and prices are getting up to $5, $7.5, and $8 per gallon for gasoline before any agency, state or federal, comes in and says, now, no price gouging. And there's literally all over North Carolina, all over South Carolina, and I'm sure Georgia, Tennessee, and Florida and Alabama are the same, but I've only got firsthand reports from North and South Carolina where there is no gasoline to be had for people.
Here's a first-hand report from Florida. We have plenty of gas, and gas prices have gone down, actually.
Okay.
They went down about 4 or 5 cents a gallon in the past week, even after the announcing the pipeline breach. And remember, folks, this is exactly what the Native Americans up in North Dakota are talking about. Now, if this was a pipeline under their river that supplies water to millions, where would we be now?
Yes.
This is
yes.
the fight. This is the battle they're having. Now, granted, we may need this pipeline. Yes, we want to become energy independent. We have to be more conscious of where we're running these pipelines. That's all. You don't want to go over sacred burial grounds. You don't want to cut through people's properties unnecessarily without properly compensating. Maybe there might be some people who really would like, oh, look, they're going to give me $1 million for my 10-acre lot, I'll take it, you know. Who knows? That might be that, you know, if that's the case, then so be it. But you can't put these pipelines over sacred burial grounds. I made the analogy today to somebody. I said, well, what would you do if you know, this? They wanted to dig up your grandmother's graveyard for a pipeline? You got to think of it that way. You love grandma? Of course you do. You want to put them to dig her up so they could run a pipeline on there so some rich guy could get richer? And risk destroying the land and the water aquifers and the water that people drink? Duh. Wake up, folks. You know, it's just common sense, I think.
Well, apparently, I'm told that the company that owns that particular pipeline is simply going to build another pipeline to bypass that section of pipeline and then back into the part that hasn't breached yet.
See? Money's the
motivator. But in the meantime,
follow the dinero.
Yeah, it's always about the Benjamins, always about the Benjamins, you know, and in the meantime, we have, you know, serious health concerns for the people that are exposed to the gasoline itself, for the environmental impact, the water supply, and so on and so forth. Recently, we learned of radioactive water leaking into the Florida aquifer, and then we get a recent notice from the EPA that they're increasing the allowable amount of radiation in drinking water. Now, folks,
well,
I may...
Why? I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why right now. I have a gentleman. He's a Facebook friend of mine. He's come on the show. This guy is tracking and researching and following radiation that's coming out of Fukushima. He's been doing it since the Fukushima leak has started. The amount of radiation that we are experiencing across this country in all states is elevated some 200% in some places, even more. And I will get the numbers. I will go to the page. I'll get the numbers, and I will post them in the in and around Facebook, Patriot Nation Radio Facebook pages. And you will not believe the elevated. And what's happening is the water is evaporating from the Pacific Ocean, going up into the jet stream and coming across our country and falling out of the sky in the form of, as they used to say back in the day, acid rain.
Yes.
And the elevated amounts of radiation is unbelievable. So they have to change that because it's getting out of control. And the deal here in Florida, not only did this phosphate plant have a sinkhole under it, when Hurricane Hermine came, the Tampa Water Authority dumped millions and millions and millions of gallons of raw sewage into Tampa Bay. Unbelievable amounts. Now, folks, this is happening all over the country now. I'm starting to see a trend here. Starting with the Colorado River and Flint, Michigan, and now they're starting to mess with the river in North Dakota. They're dumping poisonous gas out of pipelines. They're dumping radioactive material into the Florida aquifers and dumping waste into the bay. I mean, what's going on here? I think it's another...
That's correct. There was a levee breach in Mississippi just over the weekend that dumped a lot of sewage into the Bogucito swamp, spillway, whatever, and which is a source of drinking water. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we need to consider where our Native nations are coming from with their protest. I am just filled up to my back teeth with the arguments from people saying, well, Dakota Access Pipeline Partners reached out to the Native nations for years. North Dakota reached out to the Native nations for years. Folks, it is not right within the purview of a private corporation, nor the state of North Dakota, South Dakota, Indiana, or Hawaii, for that matter, to reach out to the Lakota Sioux with regard to what is happening with issuing a permit that may affect them.
And they actually
the job of the federal government. It is a government
offered,
to government job.
They
Go
actually
ahead.
Offered the Native Americans up there $100 million to sign away their treaty rights that they got. And they have been in contact with them for years because they've been trying to battle for this land to run this pipeline. They want this pipeline there. They said, well, they don't want to take the money to hell with it. We're going to run it anyway then. Screw them. We're going to take it. And it's really, really out of control what the government's doing. Now, folks, this government is doing it everywhere, not just up in North Dakota. It has become thoroughly infected. And the Constitution tells us what we're supposed to do as citizens, the people who are supposed to keep the government in check. We're supposed to cast the government out. Yes, when they no longer represent the people. They are not representing you and me. They are representing corporations, lobbyists, and special interest groups that are paying big bucks, pay for play, so that they can have their laws and things that help their industry and their causes. Like Bayer buying out Monsanto. Was it you that was sending me the information about that? Now, folks, I don't know how much you know about Bayer and their network and their company and all whatever, but they had a lot to do with a lot of these things during Nazi Germany and the Holocaust. And now
they are
buying
a German-based pharmaceutical, yes.
And now they're buying Monsanto on the eve of the worst Nazi-like government we've ever seen. So not only that, we're going to have a country that was run by Nazis and did all kinds of crazy experiments during World War II, running Monsanto, who is poisoning our food with genetically modified everything. We can't have no problem. There's going to be nothing wrong with that situation, right or wrong?
Oh, no, not a thing at all for Bayer, a company that came to the United States, went to the Native American tribal lands where the white willow grows, saw the white willow and that the Native American were using the bark of the white willow, the original source of the salicylic, compound in aspirin, and said, oh, we need this. But because this was at a time when you could not patent natural things, although the FDA is allowing people to, or the federal government is allowing companies to patent natural things now, they built these Native Americans out of some samples of this white willow bark and left and went back and tweaked it a little bit to make it into aspirin. And that is where Bayer got its financial start, was off of the backs of our Native tribes. Folks, if you take white willow bark, you will have the same exact effects as aspirin, but without the side effects.
Hey.
But hey, I'm not a doctor, nor am I a naturopathic medicine person here, so I'm not going to offer any advice, but I'm telling you, the further you get away from the dirt, the further you get away from healthy.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is not a left and right issue. This is not a Democrat Republican issue. This is not a conservative liberal issue. This is a humanity issue. When we allow governments on any country, on any continent on this globe to control what you can say, what you can do, what you can read, what you can purchase, what you can consume, what you must put into your body as opposed to what you want to put into your body, whether or not you can collect rainwater, because water in the United States is no longer a natural resource, but it is now a mineral in many places, whether or not you can grow food for yourself. And if you do, you have to purchase GMO Monsanto, or now Bayer Monsanto, or however they're going to name themselves, genetically modified seeds that are Roundup ready, et cetera, and so on. When the states of Florida and South Carolina and North Carolina are willfully and knowingly spraying their citizens for mosquitoes on the fear of Zika virus and not notifying anyone, but literally killing off entire populations of bees, folks, honey bees. When you can't get raw honey anymore, you have lost a huge portion of your natural medicine. When you no longer have bees available to pollinate your food source, you have nothing to eat anymore, period.
Yeah. Folks don't get it.
Here's a perfect example in the food source. Go to the grocery store tomorrow or this evening when we get off the radio and price a vanilla bean in the price how much it will be. One vanilla bean will cost you at least $7. Why? Because it comes from an orchid that has to be hand pollinated in order to be able to get that vanilla bean. That is why vanilla is so expensive in its pure form. And fake vanilla, which I'm told is made from the gland of a beaver's backside, is so popular. Okay? Folks, it is really this simple. When we can no longer have nature doing nature's job, and man continues to meddle and meddle and meddle, Mother Earth is going to shake hard, and she's going to cast off the fleas. And who do you think the fleas are? You and I.
Yeah. People don't get that part either. It used to be an old thing. Don't mess with Mother Nature. It was like a TV commercial back in the day. Now it's
yes, it was.
Mess with Mother Nature. They just kick Mother Nature square in the ass. Screw you, lady. Get the hell out of here. We're trying to do something here, and you're getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
That's right. We're trying to make sure that we get more bang for our buck when we plant crops and not allow your insects to interfere. There has to be a reason why we have insects and aphids and all these other little things that come along. Maybe it's so that we don't have too much production. But has anyone ever thought about that? No. Consider that up to 40% of foods, crops that are produced and harvested in the United States are thrown away. Why? Because they're rotted? No. Because they're not pretty enough to sell. And also because maybe there was a bumper crop of that particular food, and the federal government tells that U.S. grower, you must destroy that much of your crop because you cannot export it, nor can you sell it domestically.
Yes. Now, I found a guy. I reached out to him. I want to get him on the show. He's a cherry grower here in America. And they made him dump. They made him dump like 200 million cherries.
I want to say it was 14% of his crop this year. Yes, I know who you're talking about.
A huge amount of cherries, because we have to import cherries from an outside source, and his cherries would make, you know, be a problem for that import. That's just downright ridiculous. And I reached out to this guy. He hasn't got back to me yet, but we'll see. Maybe he'll get back and he can tell us about this. Because this is ridiculous. Our farmers are being forced to throw their crop into the trash so that we can get stuff from outside or from other sources. What is that?
Yeah, and people want to bitch about people like me who get food stamps to go to the grocery store. Well, then tell the federal government to shove their trade regulations up their places where the sun don't shine and let me go to these places where there's bumper crops and I can feed myself. Hell, I'll pick it. and I'll feed myself,
right.
And then you won't have to worry about your tax dollars going to my food stamps. It's really
right
a simple solution. I mean, it really is a simple solution. We have so many hungry, starving, homeless. I'm not even going to go there, but there's so much going wrong in this country due to overregulation and overbloated government, and we've got these bloviating politicians saying what they're going to do, and people are just getting so excited about it, and yet they don't look at the real problem. They don't look at the fact that we're missing the key, and the key is knowing that it's a return to the Republic, a return to the original Constitution, and a return to self-governance. It's supposed to be we the people. We are at fault for what's going on here. We think that we, you know, every couple of years, once a year, we go to the polls, we cast a vote, we go home, and we bitch and moan. That's it. That's all we have to do. But that's
not
true.
We trust, but you know why? Because we've been snowed by bread and circus, as the saying goes,
mm-hmm.
and people are paying attention because they're putting their trust that our government wouldn't do this to us.
Oh,
and
no.
The
oh, no.
government has screwed Mm-mm. us. They purposely did this.
Are you there?
No, I'm here.
Okay. This is my analogy. When the farmer says to the fox, guard the hen house, the farmer cannot come back later to the fox and shoot him in the head for there not being any hens left.
Right. Yeah. Because you can't expect that the fox ain't going to eat the hens.
Exactly. And that's what we as American people have done. We have put foxes in seats of government, in places of what are supposed to be representation, and said, okay, now guard us. And we wonder why they're gobbling us up. Greed and avarice are natural human conditions. And when you offer someone an opportunity to exploit greed and avarice, no matter how great they may have been before they got there, there's always that temptation that they're going to fail and fall if we don't keep and hold them accountable. It is our fault that we're in this situation. When we send our children...
Reason. It's another reason for term limits.
Exactly. And when we send our children to public schools and expect the government to educate our children, and then we wonder why our children come home unruly, disrespectful, disregard us, tell us, well, that's not what the principal said, teacher told me that if you hit me again, I can call social services and you'll go to jail. I mean, I am speaking from personal experience in my childhood here, ladies and gentlemen. When we expect the federal government and our state's governments to educate our children instead of we educating our children and allowing these places to be in control of not just their reading, writing, and arithmetic, but also to teach them values, morals, and other principles that should be taught at home. When we signed over and allowed sexual education courses in classes, when we have this
kindergarten,
and we have this bullshit narrative of, you know, zero tolerance for bullying and all this other kind of stuff, you cannot expect someone else to raise your child to the values and standards for which you want them to be raised. And when your child is spending 8+ hours a day outside of your home between daycare and school, they're not getting it from you.
They're in the indoctrination centers. That's why the first few years of a kid's life is highly important when there's no schooling going on, that you build such a tight bond with the kids then, and they understand where they got to go if they need to. We're living it right now with this in public indoctrination center that my son goes to. And, you know, he's battling us with homework. He's, you know, all of a sudden he's acting out. He's learning behaviors from other kids. I believe he's learning because I'm sitting in a parent-teacher conference going, it's got to be us or the school, because he's at school and he's at home. It's either us doing it or the school doing it. Why is he acting like this and how can we stop it? And it was a productive parent-teacher conference. I actually like his teacher and I think she's good for him. I think the teacher's intention are true, and she only wants the best for the kid. But she has to follow the curriculum that they lay out. And
there's
the scary
a lot
part.
Behind the scenes for we as teachers. I was a public indoctrination educator at one time. And there's a lot of behind the scenes. The vast majority of us who go into education go into it with very altruistic intentions. We go in there to make a difference in the lives of children. We don't go into it to harm children. And the vast majority of us who go through university and teacher training courses and student teaching and all this kind of crap, we don't ever conceive of the notion that we are going to be a tool in the indoctrination process. It never occurs to us in all that time that we're going to get into a classroom that is, the state law says no more than 20 or 25 students, but because of the makeup of that particular district, you have 30 to 35. There's no way one human being, an adult, can control 30 to 35 children at the same time and conduct business.
Yep.
Coupled with a society that has decayed morally to such a degree as ours currently is, where children arrive in school spilling out the latest hip-hop song with every other word as a curse word.
Yeah,
or,
not at this time.
Or even if they're in a rural environment, coming in there and the country song is, you know, I picked up this chick at the bar and we had a great old time. I mean, it's not,
yeah.
I'm not trying to single out any particular community here, but we are all allowing our children to be influenced by the wrong things. Turn the idiot box
yeah.
off. Put it in the garage.
Amen. All right, check this out. All right, we didn't turn the idiot box off, but we did this weekend, and I thought it was awesome. It was my wife came up with the idea, and she went and got finger paints and these big poster boards. And yesterday, we turned off all our devices, and as a family, we set up a little art space outside in front of our, you know, at our front door. It's shaded, mm-hmm. it's covered. It was sunny, it was beautiful, it was breezy, and we sat down and we all finger painted together.
Oh, how cool.
Hallelujah. Who knew how much fun finger painting would be, you know? And it's
and
a
how
blast.
Did,
and, you know,
how did the younger Mr. Hoffman deal with this?
He was awesome. He was well-behaved. He listened. He didn't make a mess. He made a dung beetle, a diamond, a couple other things. Yeah, he painted a bug, and he said, this is a dung beetle. You know what dung beetles eat? Dung.
Precious.
Well, you know,
that
learned.
Is precious.
And that's what we need to do as families in this country is put aside time, band together, and
yes.
turn off the devices. I don't know if you
yes.
noticed, Char, but when the weekend comes, I am almost non-existent on social media.
Oh, yeah, I noticed
come in,
that.
I check in a little bit. I make a comment here. I make a comment there, and then I'm gone. I'm mostly family time and going to church and, you know,
mm-hmm.
fixing things, doing stuff around the house and spending time here with family and disconnect.
As it should be.
You have to disconnect. You have to disconnect, man. You have to disconnect. Even
you
if
do.
It's for one day. You know, just for even one day, just turn off the devices and spend. Even if you don't have a family, go to the park. Take a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Go have a picnic. Go have a picnic with yourself. Whatever,
meet
man.
A neighbor, for crying out loud, if you
yeah.
live alone
yeah.
and are single and your children are away from home.
Yes.
Just one
I'm
moment. Jim, share that to me. Yeah, meet a neighbor. Get to know who
yep.
is around you. I'm telling
yes.
you, ladies and gentlemen, you will be surprised how many people who you might have thought were liberal or conservative or who you might have thought were Democrat or Republican or what have you, whatever label
well,
that has
crazy.
Been – yeah, whatever government label has been placed on us actually – have the same concerns, the same issues, and at the bottom line, want the same exact thing, liberty.
Check
be
this out.
Left
I
alone.
I have a gentleman across the street. He's a great guy. He's a self-proclaimed, and I quote, liberal. He says, I'm
mm-hmm.
a liberal. Well, guess what? Joe Liberal across the street, who was touting Obama and Obamacare and everything to me not 3 months ago at a barbecue, has now hung an American flag outside of his house and put Trump stickers on his van. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a couple of weeks. Last time I seen him, I didn't ask him why he had the Trump stickers and American flag out, but it's a good sign. You know?
Yeah.
People, they're turning around. They're turning around, man. They're waking up. They're slowly but surely waking up.
The American people are waking up, and as I've said many, many times, and I will continue to say, I'm neither for nor against Mr. Trump, but if his rhetoric helps to open the eyes of more people to realizing that there is something fundamentally wrong, then that's
a
step
forward. It was fundamentally changed as promised.
Well, is it true? But it wasn't just he who started
it. Yeah. Well, if anybody held true to the fundamental transformation of America and actually made a promise and kept it, like most presidents never make promises and keep them, this president made that promise and he kept that. And he's keeping it. He has not stopped.
No. He's not going to stop until he's out of the office and or in his grave. And I believe once he's out of the office, he will continue to do as much as he can to fundamentally change America.
He's moving to the UN.
Yeah, well, see, there we go. So there's just not going to be anything. Oh, God. If he moves to the Supreme Court, I'm not going to run away to Canada or run south to Mexico. I'm just going to hang myself. I'm done. I mean, it just
not me. I'm going to get my preparations in full swing.
Yeah, I mean, it's insanity. It's really insanity. And speaking of having your preps in full swing, ladies and gentlemen, especially those of you listening on the East Coast, there's some shortages being mentioned for New York and New Jersey. Gasoline stations are being advised that the shortage or, the outage of gasoline can last up to a month. Get everything prepared. Get all of your documentation, your house deeds, your all of that stuff. Okay. Birth certificates, all of your identification for yourself and your children, everything that you need. Put them all together and seal them up, triple seal them in plastic bags so that they're waterproof. Place them in a backpack, one of the adult backpacks, okay, especially if you have children. If it's two adults, then each of you have your own in your own backpacks, okay? Make sure the other adult has their own, okay? And make certified copies and have the other adult in case you happen to get separated. Make sure that you have plenty of cold weather gear, enough for at least 7 days, and you want to make sure you have 14 days worth of socks. You want to have comfortable but sturdy walking shoes because you can expect you're going to be walking everywhere, and be prepared because it doesn't matter. And when it comes to food stuff, make sure that you have enough food to be able to get somewhere that you can carry on everybody's backs. So make sure it's lightweight. Rice and beans may suck, but they're fairly lightweight for the amount that they produce. Just get over yourselves and suck it up. It ain't going to be no McDonald's French fries for the kids.
Right on.
And do it now. Start doing it now. Getting it prepared now. And vacuum sealing program, vacuum sealers work very well, as do the Mylar bags with the oxygen absorbers, that kind of thing. Get it all prepared.
Yep.
Get everybody's bags packed. And, practice walking around the neighborhood together with your backpacks on. Screw what the neighbors say. If the cops stop you because of some nosy neighbor, just tell them that you guys are getting ready to go on a backpacking trip through the Adirondacks. You want to make sure everybody is prepared, okay? And, you're just preparing like a runner would for a marathon. And that's all you got to tell them. I mean, what else are they going to do? And get prepared.
Right.
Make sure that you don't have brand new boots that you've never worn before. Break them in. And be ready, because when this shortage hits, and it hits hard, those of you who are in major metropolitan areas or suburbs who are close
to
them,
people are going to start freaking out.
They're going to flip out. They're going to flip their shit. Pardon me. And you will be targeted. So you need to be able to get out. You need to be able to get out. To hell with your fancy TV and your fancy car and your nice home. Just count it all as a loss and go.
And keep moving. I agree. All right, well, we got about 10 minutes left here at the end. We're near the end of the show. And again, folks, we totally missed Article 4.
Yeah,
and
sorry.
We're going to be switching our show to Trainwreck Radio on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, Mondays at 6:30 p.m. with Constitution 101 sprinkled lightly about.
Right. Well, we do get the Constitution in a little bit, you know, but I think most folks who have started with us and have stuck with us this long, I am hoping against hope that most of them have gone on and done their own studies and have at least finished reading the Constitution for themselves. And if not, do so. Read the rest of the Constitution.
Right.
Hit us up. Let us know what questions you might have.
And we definitely did cover the most important parts of the Constitution.
Yes, we have.
Of course, all parts are important. We do have 17 more amendments to cover. And you know, who knows? Maybe we'll just here eventually transition right into the Red Amendment. I got to see if I can't find me a good copy somehow, some way, and roll with that. I got L.B. Bork is ready to join us whenever we get ready to do our series. So that's pretty cool stuff. He is the author of the Red Amendment. I've spoken to him a few times, and he's ready to go whenever we are.
Okay.
He might even be able to join us more than once, you know, as we get through. You know?
Right.
So that'd
well,
be
that
cool
would be
to have,
that would
have
be
the
good.
Author. The author.
That would be
the
good
main
to
researcher,
have the author.
And the main researcher. I think he said he had 25 years of research into this.
Yes.
So it's serious, it's real, it's true. It's not going to get any clearer than this. 25 years of research means this guy turned over every stone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
yes,
the Red Amendment,
he has.
Folks, and if you don't know what the Red Amendment is, go ahead and Google it. The author is L.B. Bork. And get a little bit of an idea of what's going on. Yeah, not B-O-R-Q-U-E. B-O-R-K.
Yes.
L.B. Bork. And get a little taste of what the 14th Amendment has done for you and your family and the rest of America. It's quite interesting. And we're going to cover the whole gamut here soon, I promise. And, we'll just keep teasing it until we finally nail the Red Amendment and start doing it. It'll be the never-ending teaser of the Red Amendment. But of
there
course,
you go.
We can keep mentioning it and people can research it themselves and start looking into it. And, that you know, and tell their friends and tell their family members and tell their uncle and, you know, whoever about the Red Amendment, the 14th Amendment and the citizenship part of it and what it says. Because if you're a citizen of the United States of America, basically you have no rights. As plain as day, says it pretty much, you know. They've come out, I say it every week now, when they arrested Adam Kokesh for dancing at the Jefferson Memorial. He's getting body slammed and he's hollering, "You're violating my rights." And the cop screams at him, "You don't have any rights in D.C. at the monument." I mean, clear as a bell. It's like, what? Man, and it comes right out of the cop's mouth. You know, and that's just the way it is, 10 square miles. So if you're a United States citizen, you're a citizen of 10 square miles called Washington, D.C., and you have no rights. Plain and simple.
Pretty
you know,
much.
So when you use the And when you try to use the Constitution as a defense, they're laughing at you. Although,
absolutely,
folks, we have some serious, serious developments going on in the court cases for our three political prisoners. And the Fed has acted without outside of jurisdiction. They had no jurisdiction to do what they did. That's big news. And there's other things coming down the pike. That case is falling apart. I saw our friend, one of our counterparts, is going to have one of the government's witnesses on his show.
Yes, yes.
Cal
Pollard.
And I don't know when
Pollard,
the show is.
Tomorrow night. I think both nights. He does Tuesdays and Thursdays. And both he's expected to have Butch both nights on his show. I will scare up the link, and I know you've got it on Patriot Nation Radio. I will try to scare it up and throw it on Constitutional Truth. And he's meant to be interviewing Mr. Butch. Mr. Butch was called as a witness for the prosecution, and he pretty much just didn't say what I guess they expected him to say, and they ended up treating him as a hostile witness, which was rather humorous in the end on cross-examination. And what I've heard since then is that the gentleman who went by the name of Joker J, Jason Blomberg, who took a plea deal and decided to be state's witness or federal witness, they're thinking very seriously about not calling him now. My suspicion on that, as a non-attorney, non-attorney spokesperson, and no one who's ever studied the law on a formal level, is that they're concerned that Joker J may pull a Butch. Which would, you know, just absolutely tickle me to death. What's interesting about this jurisdictional question is it's subject matter jurisdiction. And Mr. Mumford, the attorney for Ammon Bundy, filed a motion for the District Court of Oregon, the U.S. District Court of Oregon, to settle the subject matter jurisdiction issue before proceeding with trial. Judge Anna Clown Brown has chosen at this point so far to yet make a decision on this. She hasn't sealed it, but she has so far not chosen to make a decision on it. Attorney Todd McFarlane, whose name may be familiar to some of you, wrote a wonderful piece on it the other day, and I will find the link and share it with you guys, wherein he discusses his opinion as a, you know, former defense attorney, that perhaps she's just going to sit around and wait to come up with her opinion until such time as the prosecution rests. So, right. And that's rather interesting because according to, and it's being based on a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, very recent court decision, U.S. v. McIntosh, whereby a court must establish subject matter jurisdiction prior to proceeding with any kind of charges, much less trial. And yeah, there's a lot involved in that. It's rather detailed, much more than we can get into in the next couple of minutes. So I will finish with that.
Excellent. Well, folks, we're right here. We're at the end. You can check out Shar on her show, Constitutional Truth, Friday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network, www.blogtalkradio.com/Patriot Nation, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and your time zone is somewhere squeezed in between there. Make sure you tune in Friday nights. And, of course, James Bostic, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, A Conservative's Perspective, followed by me, your host, Mark Hoffman, and Patriot Nation Radio Live. This week I have Lee Arthur Rice, six-time kickboxing champion, infomercial guy who is all about the common law grand jury. He's going to be coming on. This guy is awesome. You don't want to miss him. That's this Thursday, 8 o'clock on Patriot Nation Radio, right after James Bostic, The Conservative's Perspective. That's good stuff. We're going to be rocking and rolling. I'm lining up guests like crazy, folks. We're going to have Judge Doucette going to come on the show here soon. That's good stuff. I have a guy who is walking all 48 states of America, the lower 48, to bring awareness to the 22 suicides a day being committed by our warfighters and our veterans. He's walking the lower 48. He'll be coming on here on the 29th of September on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. So we got some good stuff coming up, folks. I'm working on some good guests. October's almost booked. We're rolling. And I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in tonight. And don't forget to search out Constitutional Truth on Facebook. And connect with our friend Shaw Signs and Constitutional Truth. Good stuff happening there, folks. And bear with me as I'm looking right now for our good friend Dave Bray and his version, acapella style. I like the live version that he put out from Pittsburgh. I'm scrolling through here, and hopefully when I hit play, it plays. Our list is getting really, really big here. Here we go. I can't find it. Crying out loud. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again this Thursday, 8 o'clock, this is Dave Bray, live a cappella, singing the Star Spangled Banner in Pittsburgh.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Whoa, see, can you see my dawn's early light? Put so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallant.
endlessly streaming. And the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, came through the night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.